with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, Merry Christmas to you all out there. This is our last show before the holiday. We'll have one more before the end of the year. But wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas. Barbecue Bob, my shopping's done. Hope yours is too. But there's always room for one more thing, right?
Well, I think a lot of people. Thank you, Jop. And welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining the Grilling Guys. Don't forget to join us on Facebook / The Grilling Guys. We need your likes. We're really lame about pushing our Facebook page, and I'm sorry about that, but that's my fault.
All right.
So hit us on Facebook. Make comments, you know. Tell us you hate us, love us, whatever. I'm on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy. And there's a guy up in the UP right now on the grilling line, and his name is Bob, and he's got a cool company, Bob Jaquart from Stormy Cromer. How are you, sir?
I'm great, guys. Merry Christmas.
I always struggle with your last name and say it wrong. Did I say it properly?
You're in pretty good shape. We're good.
Okay.
Yeah, there's all kinds of ways to say it, so we're good.
Yeah, mine's a tricky Finnish name, too. Yours must be French.
Mine is French, yeah. Yes. Jacquard is how you say it in French.
Oh, Jacquard.
We don't talk like that in the UP.
No. Now, my grandma was French, and she grew up in Escanaba, the banana belt of the UP. So the UP's cool job. It's really ethnic. There's a lot of ethnicities, and these little towns that are all over the place, you can see the family names have really held on, and a lot of the families have stuck around. And like my dad grew up on the Nurmico farm in Wakefield. Now Bob is over in Ironwood, where my grandma ended up living. My mom was born in on Lake Ogebic in Marinesco. So it's, you know, this US-2 was kind of the common thread there. If you had access to a road back then, yeah. you could make it all the way to Ironwood.
Well, speaking of threads, why don't we talk about Stormy Cromer a little bit, all right?
I just wanted to say that...
we called it to talk to Bob, not that Bob, this Bob.
That's all right. That's all right. His factory is right by my grandma's house.
Oh, nice.
And that's how this is so dear to me.
Okay. Very good.
Okay, Bobby.
This is all so fun.
Yeah, it is. It is fun. But anyway, so Stormy Cromer, we've been working with you guys for years. Love the clothing. Tell us, give us an update on the company. What's new stuff out this year?
Well, first of all, I don't know if you all heard, but the Manufacturers Association of Michigan voted us the coolest product made in Michigan about a month ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, nice. Good for you. Congratulations. That's great.
We went, and so we are now the coolest product made in Michigan. And we went against some wonderful competition and came out with the prize. So we're very proud of that.
Okay,
proud of having the word Michigan in our name. So it's great.
Yeah, sorry about that. So tell us what were the winning products?
Actually, Stormy Cromer hat, the original Stormy Cromer hat that George Stormy Cromer invented in 1903, became the coolest product made in Michigan.
Now, your story's on the inside of every hat, but give us a 30-second rundown on Stormy.
Stormy was a railroad engineer who needed a hat with ear flaps, and his wife in 1903 put ear flaps on a baseball hat, and it's been hanging around mostly Wisconsin until 2001 for 98 years, and then I ended up becoming the lucky third owner of this wonderful, beautiful company. And we put some real UP energy into it, changed a lot about the way things looked, and added a bunch of products to it besides just making hats. We now make mittens and gloves and scarves and coats and vests and even make clothing for beer if you want a can wrap.
I've got them.
You can make a stomach roll.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the latest and greatest that you share, in fact, we're running out, and then we build, and then we run out again. As we started, we figured out how to make a Stormy Cromer hat for an animal, and we call them Critter Cromers because we've seen them on goats and cats
oh, no.
and ducks and dogs, of course. And we're getting photos like crazy. Our photo wall is just filled up with people like to take pictures of themselves, but even more so, they like to take pictures of their animals.
Yeah. So do you have a hat for my goat?
Yeah.
So we've mastered that, and we came out with a calendar. In fact, I think it's our October pinup is a goat on our calendar this year.
I gotta have one of those. I just gotta have one of those.
Oh, yeah. That's that would be popular with the Taliban, I think.
Right.
So they prefer goats. Stormy, the guy needed to cover his head because he was a train engineer, and tell him why his head got so cold.
Oh, it's a kind of complex, but he had to occasionally look out the window of the train engine and check up front to see how things were. And if the sun was out, there was really no hat that blocked the sun and kept his ears warm. So it was kind of a necessity.
There's no radio. This guy's on the back end of a train, so they had to signal each other by sticking their heads. It's too rich.
Yeah. Did you do that on a corner or a straightaway?
Well, it's easier on a left turn if you're on the left side of the train.
Well, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys, and we're talking with Bob Jaquar, the last 15 years owner of Stormy Cromer, and the guy and his daughter, Gina, who are the ones that really brought this brand to the size and girth that it is now. And I'd have to say you're probably the biggest industry in Ironwood, Michigan, because you have a very large facility, several other buildings, and you're employing a lot of people in Michigan, making a great product, and we appreciate that. But you helped us with Operation GI Barbecue by donating just a bunch of hats that we sold to raise money. We had to raise about $90,000, and you were one of the first guys on board and so generous that there's a reason we keep bringing you back, and that's because we love your brand and your family.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, the Upper Peninsula is one thing, but what you guys in the Lower Peninsula have done, they really have supported our brand. Your Made in Michigan pride down there is just incredible, and we've grown significantly because of the Made in Michigan pride that really comes from around where you guys are. And if anybody wants a product, you can go on our website, stormycromer.com, and it's too late to get something for Christmas now, but you can go on, and we've got a dealer locator there, and there are a bunch of great dealers in your area. I actually visited most of them about 2 years ago and got to know them all personally, and they're just wonderful people, passionate about product made in Michigan, and we're proud to do that, even though we're an 8-hour drive from where we're talking right now.
So Bob, one of the things I want to make sure our listeners understand is this is not a men's flannel shirt and hat company, right? You got lots of stuff for the ladies.
Yeah, we've got a ladies brand, five or six styles specifically for ladies in hats.
And Ida.
Ida, and we sell tons of mittens. We put wool and a product that we use in another part of our manufacturing business together and ended up with extremely warm mittens, and they end up being, it's Christmas time, they end up being a great gift for somebody else because they're easier to fit someone. It's really hard to buy someone a hat for a gift.
So, Bob, you were talking about your dealer locator. That is a great idea because you can go on stormycromer.com right now and punch up the dealer locator and find the dealer near you and run out today and get those last-minute Christmas presents. I guarantee the Grilling Guys fully endorse this product. Anything you buy from this company,
top quality,
you're going to be very proud. Last year I went out and skied Whistler, and I took your mittens with me, and it was really cold up at 11,000 feet. And those things were phenomenal. But you sent us a pair. You sent me a pair anywhere, and they have the Grilling Guys monogrammed on them, and I treat them with pride and joy. This just a couple weeks ago, I had to pull my ski jacket out and hunt in the snow, and I wanted white camouflage. I found those mittens. I had lost them since I skied last year. So I was extremely happy to find my Stormy Cromer mittens.
Yeah, they ended up being really a great product for us because they're just really, really, really warm. And then just another tidbit about the Lower Peninsula. We have a small center, rehab center called the St. Luke's New Life Center in Flint that actually builds our vests for
us. Nice.
We're very proud of having that nice connection down there with
that's awesome.
Down on that side of the bridge.
We are out of time, Robert. So good of you to join us. It's great to hear your voice and give our Christmas cheer to Gina, your daughter, and your family. And God bless you in 2019. Go Stormy.
Same here. God bless you all. Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Stormy Cromer.
Great guy. Coming up next, we are going to help you construct your grilling box, and we're going to talk to an expert, Matt Smith from Pit Stop Barbecue.
Easy for
Stick with
say.
Us. We'll be back.
Father and child. Oh.